The Singing Bone. There was a land that had a big concern because of a wild boar that was digging up the field, biting people and killing them.
This is a terrible thing. Every day the people are shaking in fear.
The king walked around the room here and there every day.
I would give a big reward for the person who catches the boar.
However, the boar had such a big body and was so wild that no one dared to go near it. At the same time, the king announced that whoever caught the boar would bury his daughter. Slowly people began to gather. Even two poor brothers were willing to try this dangerous job. The sneaky and money-making older brother said,
I would catch it and marry the princess.
The kind and friendly younger brother said, If I could get rid of the people's worry, then I will try. The two brothers went their separate ways to catch the boar.
Brother, be careful.
The younger brother was concerned for his older brother. However, the older brother did not even listen and went into the forest. The younger brother did not go far when he found a dwarf whose beard was caught in a tree branch.
Please help me. I can't get up because my beard is stuck.
The younger brother quickly brought down the dwarf from the tree.
Thank you. You have truly a kind heart.
Take this net. When the boar appears, throw it at him right away. The younger brother thanked the dwarf. He carried the net and walked into the forest, looking for the boar.
Roar!
When the boar saw the younger brother, it ran to him with great power. The younger brother threw the net that was on his shoulder at the boar. The boar that was running forward got cut from the sharp net and his head split into two. The younger brother tied the boar onto his shoulders and headed for the castle. Meanwhile, the older brother that went in the opposite direction found a drinking house in the forest.
All right, I will have a drink here and work up my courage.
Just then, across from him, he saw his younger brother coming out carrying the boar.
My goodness, how did he...
The greedy brother was boiling with rage.
Little brother, come on in over here. Since you have caught the boar, have a drink of wine and rest.
Without suspecting anything, the little brother drank the wine.
Big brother, let's go to the castle and share this happiness.
The little brother, being so tired, fell asleep after drinking the wine. The older brother was jealous of his little brother for catching the boar. The older brother dragged the sleeping younger brother and threw him below the bridge, where he died. And pretending that he had caught the boar, he tied it on his shoulders and went to the king. You are truly a great young man. As I promised, I will make you my son-in-law. The older brother became the king's son-in-law. After a few years, a shepherd was walking below the bridge when he saw a bone that was white as snow. I will make a flute with that bone. The shepherd took the bone and made a magnificent flute. However, before the shepherd had a chance to play it, the flute started to play on its own.
Listen, people, listen, people, listen to my song. Long time ago, my older brother killed me and threw me under the bridge. Then he took the boar that I had caught and married the princess.
The song caused pain in the hearts of the people.
This is a very strange flute.
The shepherd took the strange flute to the king. In front of the king, the flute sang again. After hearing the words of the song, the king went under that bridge and dug up the ground. Inside, the bones of the younger brother was there.